1928年
1928
高仁山被奉系军阀杀害后
After Gao Renshan was killed by the Kuomintang Army
蒋梦麟看上了他的妻子陶曾
谷 Jiang Minglin was attracted to his wife Tao
在婚礼上，没想到蒋梦麟啊，却大言不惭地说
Unexpectedly, during the wedding, Jiang Minglin said something outrageous.
我一生最敬爱高仁山兄。
I have always admired and respected Elder Gao Renshan.
所以我愿意继续他的志愿去从事教育。
I am willing to continue his volunteer work in education.
因为爱高兄。
Because of my love for my brother,
所以我更爱他爱过的人。
I love the people he loved before,
且更加倍地爱他。
And love him even more,
这样才对得起网友。
This is the only way to repay the netizens.
1928年
1928,
大教授高仁山被军阀张作霖枪杀在天桥。
Professor Gao Renshan was shot and killed by warlord Zhang Zulin at the bridge.
年仅34岁。
Only 34 years old.
蒋梦麟得知消息后
After learning the news,
心里猛地一颤。
A sudden jolt in my heart.
高仁山啊，是他的莫逆之交。
Gao Renshan was his best friend.
两人曾经一起留美，回国后
They were once together in the United States, studying abroad.
又一起在北大创办教育系。
Another one established a department of education at Peking University.
可谓是无话不谈。
It's a no-brainer.
如今好友横死。
Nowadays, my friends are all dead.
蒋梦麟考虑最多的是他34岁的妻子陶曾谷。
Jiang Minglin considered his 34-year-old wife, Tao Zhenggu.
还有三岁的儿子。
There is a 3-year-old son.
两岁的女儿。
My 2-year-old daughter.
这日子怎么过呀？
How to spend these days?
蒋梦麟赶到高仁山家时啊，
When Jiang Minglin arrived at Gao Renshan's house,
看到陶曾谷抱着两个孩子坐在炕边。
Seeing Tao Zhenggu sitting by the kang with two children,
这眼泪无声地噼里啪啦往下掉啊。
These tears are falling silently one after another.
连杯热水都没有啊。
There's no hot water.
蒋梦麟当场就红了眼。
Jiang Minglin immediately turned red with anger.
那拍着胸脯说，嫂子。
Who said I'm your cousin?
你放心。
Don't worry.
仁山兄不在了。
My dear brother, you are no longer here.
他的家人就是我的家人。
His family is my family.
以后有我一口吃的。
I'll have a bite of your food later.
就绝不让你们娘仨饿着。
I will never let you three starve.
那时候吧
Back then,
蒋梦麟其实啊是有自己的家庭的。发妻叫孙玉书。
Actually, Jiang Minglin had her own family and was the legal wife of Sun Yushu.
是父母包办的农村女子，比她小几岁。
The girl.Who was arranged by her parents was a few years younger than him.
温顺贤惠
kind and virtuous,
在家孝敬公婆
take care of parents at home,
还生了三个儿子
he also had 3 more sons.
一个女儿蒋梦麟留美九年全靠孙玉书撑着家
my daughter, Sun Minglin,spent 9 years studying abroad, and all of her expenses were covered by Sun Yushu.
他虽然感激
although he was grateful,
但是他对他呀却没有感情
but he didn't have any feelings for him.
孙玉书啊
Sun Yushu,
没读过书
not read books,
不懂他说的教育啊
I don't understand what he's talking about regarding education.
理想
ideal
家国大事
national affairs
两人呢根本就没有共同语言之后啊
after the two of them realized that they had no common language
蒋梦麟就隔三差五的就往陶曾谷家跑啊
Jiang Minglin would often go to Tao Zeng's house
送米送面
give rice, give noodles
送钱送炭
Give money and give charcoal.
孩子病了。
The child is sick.
他找大夫，家里修修补补，他找人。
He went to the doctor's house to get something fixed.
张罗，这陶曾谷可不一样啊。
This Zhang Luo's papery is really different.
她是新式女性，留过学啊。
She is a modern woman who has studied abroad.
当过中学老师。
I have been a middle school teacher.
那有文化，说话得体。
That's a good way to talk.
人也长得清秀啊。
He is also very handsome.
蒋梦麟跟他聊天。
Jiang Minglin chatted with him.
从教育谈到时局。
From education to the real world.
从文学说到人生的句句。
From literature to life, every sentence is meaningful.
都能说到这些心坎里。陶
I can understand what you're saying.
陶曾谷失去丈夫心里正苦呢。这蒋梦麟的关心呢就像一束光啊照。
Tao Zengu was deeply saddened by the loss of her husband, and Jiang Minglin's concern was like a ray of light.
照进他灰暗的日子他
Illuminating his dark days.
敬重蒋梦麟的为人啊感激他的照顾这
He admired and was grateful for Jiang Minglin's kindness.
一来二去啊
In the end,
两人心里啊就有了不一样的感觉了
They had different feelings in their hearts.
蒋梦麟当时是教育部长
Jiang Minglin was the minister of education at the time.
为了让陶曾谷有一份这稳定的收入啊
To ensure that Tao Zeng has a stable income,
也为了能天天见到他
in order to see him every day,
干脆把他聘到身边
hire him,
当秘书每天一起办
when the secretary works together with me every day,
这朝夕相
these days,
这感情
this feeling,
那这越来越深
This, it's getting deeper and deeper.
旁边人都看出来了。
Everyone could see it.
有人劝他，梦麟呐。
Someone advised him to ask Dreamlin.
这可是任山的媳妇儿啊。
This is the wife of Ren Shan.
你这么做。
You do this.
外人会说闲话的，朋友妻不可欺呀。
People who gossip will not be trusted by their wives.
蒋梦麟听了。
Jiang Minglin listened.
只是沉默。
Just silence.
他心里清楚自己对陶曾谷。
He knew he was in love with Tao Zengu.
这早已不是这朋友间的照顾。
This is no longer just a friendly gesture.
而是真心实意的爱。
Instead, it's a genuine secret.
他活了大半辈子啊。
He lived a long life.
为名声，为事业，从没为自己活过。
I've never lived for my own sake.
遇到陶曾谷，他才知道。
Encountered the care of Tao Zong.
知道什么是心动啊。
Know what love is.
什么是懂自己的人呢？
What are the characteristics of people who know themselves?
1932年
In 1932,
蒋梦麟下定决心跟发妻孙玉书提出了离婚了。
Jiang Minglin has made up her mind and proposed divorce to her wife, Sun Yushu.
孙玉书知道后啊
Sun Yushu knew it.
没哭没闹
No crying, no fuss.
只是平静地问你
Just ask you calmly
真的想好了
Really thought it through
这么多年
For so many years
我没对不起你
I didn't do anything wrong
没对不起这个家呀
I don't apologize for this.
江梦林低头说呀。
Jiang Minglin lowered her head and said,
玉叔啊，是我对不起你啊。
I'm sorry, I owe you a jade book.
我们之间这本来就是父母之命。
We were already in a bad situation, and this just made things worse.
没有感情。
No emotion.
这些年呢，辛苦你了。
These years, you've worked so hard.
家里的财产呢，都留给你和孩子。
The property in the house is left to you and your children.
我什么都不要。
I don't want anything.
孙玉书看着他。
Sun Yushu looked at him.
这眼泪呀，终于掉下来了。
These tears finally came out.
说了句。
Said a sentence.
你今天休了。
You're off today.
我以后肯定会后悔的。
I will definitely regret it later.
离婚的消息传出去就炸了锅了。
The news of the divorce didn't cause a stir.
亲友骂他。
He was scolded by his friends and family.
这忘恩负义啊。
This is so unforgivable.
抛弃糟糠之妻。
Abandoning one's spouse.
这学界也是议论纷纷。
This academic field is also full of discussion.
说他不顾伦理啊。
He said he doesn't care about ethics.
娶挚友遗孀。
Widow.
就连胡适的夫人呢都极力反对。
Even Mrs. Hu, a prominent figure, strongly opposed it.
把胡适锁在家里头。
Lock Hu Shi in the house.
不许你参加他的婚礼。
You are not allowed to attend his wedding.
1932年6月18日。
June 18, 1932.
蒋梦麟和陶增谷在北平德国饭店举行婚礼。
Jiang Minglin and Tao Cheng were married at the North Peace German restaurant.
那胡适可是老好人啊，偷。
That Hu Shi is really a good person, isn't he?
偷偷跑出来被他们证婚了。
Secretly ran out and got married by them.
婚礼上讲。
At the wedding,
孟林看着陶增谷这眼含热泪呀，对。
Jiang Minglin looked at Tao Zeng, who was crying. Okay.
宾客们说呀，我。
Guests said.
我一生最敬爱高人山兄，所以。
My most respected teacher.
所以我愿意继续他的志愿做教育。
I'm willing to continue his volunteer work in education.
因为爱高兄。
Because of my love for my brother.
所以我更爱他爱过的人。
I love the people he loved before.
且加倍的爱他。
Double his love.
这样才对得起网友。婚后的日子啊，确。
This is the only way to make the days after marriage worthwhile.
确实有过一段日甜蜜时光。
Indeed, there was a sweet period of time.
蒋梦麟对陶增谷也是体贴入微。
Jiang Minglin was very considerate of Tao Zong.
对他的两个孩子。
For his two children.
也是视如己出啊，公。
Also, I can see that you are a good person.
他们读书啊。
Provide them with books to read.
非常疼爱他们。
I love them very much.
陶增谷呢，把家里啊打理得井井有条啊。
Tao's house was so well organized and tidy.
懂他的工作啊。
Understand his work.
支持他的理想。
Support his ideals.
陪他度过北大最艰难的岁月。
Spend the most difficult years at Peking University with him.
陪他一起创办西南联大。可总有人背后说蒋梦麟夺朋友之妻。
He helped found the Southwest Associated University, but there were always people behind him saying that Cheng Minglin took his friend's wife.
说他假仁假义啊。
He's saying that he's fake and insincere.
连他的几个儿子都不愿意和他亲近。
Even his own sons didn't want to be close to him.
蒋梦麟偶尔也会叹气啊。
Jane Minglin would occasionally sigh.
可只要一看到陶增谷
Just seeing Tao Zong,
他觉得这一切呀
He thought all of this was,
哎呀
Oh no,
都值了
All right.
他常跟陶增谷说别人怎么说
He often asked Tao Zhenggu for advice on how to speak.
我管不着
I can't control it.
我只知道我要对你好
I only know that I will do good to you.
对任山兄的孩子
To my dear friend, Mr. Ren Shan's child.
好
Okay.
这辈子我问心无愧
I can say with confidence that I have lived a life of integrity.
可是他和陶增谷并没有在一起很久
But he didn't stay with Tao Zhenggu for very long.
后来陶增谷病逝
Later, Tao Zhang died of illness.
蒋梦麟晚年又娶了徐贤乐。
Jane Minglin remarried Zhu Zainal in his later years.
落了个人财两空。
Lost personal property and money.
这才想起发妻。
I suddenly remembered my ex-wife.
孙玉书当年的话，悔不当初啊。
Sun Yushu's words back then were so regretful.
可这都已经是后话了。
But this is already a matter of the past.